Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. Welcome to the show. Quite a few news stories to tell you about. My favorite one, by the way, is I keep arguing that we've got to have either a divorce in this country from the standpoint that, the word secession, I like to use the word divorce instead of secession, some sort of separation from the liberal states that are insane, that are basically suicide bombers that are going to kill themselves and take this country and all of us with them. Or at the very least, if there's no way to accomplish that, then there's got to be some sort of a reliance on states' rights and ignore when a kamikaze suicide bomber is in the White House. And that's not Biden, by the way. He's not the president. I believe Obama's the president. I believe clearly Obama is the president of the United States. And he's able to do all the things he couldn't do in his 8 years. He couldn't be as radical as he wanted to be. I argued this in book after book and column after column for 8 years under Biden. I argued that he could not be as radical as he really wanted to be, and the things he believed in were so radical. But he just couldn't make them happen because he was the first black president. He had to be very careful. He didn't want to ruin his legacy, didn't want to ruin his reputation, didn't want the country devolving into civil war. So he was very careful and methodical. He took little steps of success towards communism and socialism. But now that he's elected a guy, he can be in the shadows, a puppet named Biden, and Obama could be in the shadows. He could be as radical as he wants to be. So I believe we are in the grasp of a communist revolution in this country, a communist takeover. And I think if you listen to my show every day, you know we're in a communist takeover. I've given you so much proof, it's overwhelming, that the people in charge are communists and want to destroy this country and kill capitalism. So it's going to come down to either a secession slash divorce, where certain states go their own way and stop listening to this guy who's not the real president of the United States, or we're just going to use states' rights and conservative judges to block them every step of the way. And so, again, I keep pointing to two states, Texas and Florida, keep leading the way. Governor Abbott, who I'm not even a big fan of, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give him like a 6, which is not terrible, by the way. But he sure isn't a 10 like Governor DeSantis of Florida. And he's not a 10 like President Donald Trump. But I give him a 6, which isn't bad. And sometimes bordering on a 7, when he's up for re-election, like now, he suddenly acts like a true conservative, and you got to give him a 7 or above. But Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, today, moments ago, formally announced that Texas will build its own border wall and accused the Biden administration of abandoning its responsibility to protect the U.S. southern border. Today we're announcing that Texas will build a border wall in our state to help secure the border. See, they're doing it on their own. Texas is basically becoming a country. It's basically what I'm saying. I'm saying we need a divorce. Texas is going their own way and acting on their own. And Abbott, without formally saying we're leaving the United States. Abbott also announced a $250 million down payment to begin the project, allowing the state to hire a project manager and get the task underway. He said it would be built on a combination of state land and donations of private land and be partly funded by donations. The Dallas Morning News later reported the down payment will come from the state's Department of Criminal Justice. More than 450 miles of border wall, including in Texas, was built during the Trump administration. That construction was suddenly halted by the Biden administration right after Biden took office. And Texas is picking up where Trump left off. Critics of the Biden administration, including Abbott, have accused the federal government of encouraging the recent surge in illegal migration to the border with open border policies, you think? Like stopping wall construction, rolling back Trump-era policies like the migrant protection protocols. Finally, Abbott said, make no mistake, the border crisis we're dealing with right now is a direct result of the open border policies that have been put in place by the Biden administration. He said border states like Texas have seen carnage from people coming in. He said the first 4 months of the year, Texas Department of Public Safety saw an 800% increase in the amount of fentanyl apprehended at the border, enough to kill more than 21 million Americans. Homes are being invaded, neighborhoods are dangerous, people are being threatened on a daily basis with guns by people coming across the border or those working with those coming across the border. And the announcement comes as the surge in migration continues, with more than 180,000 migrants coming in May alone. And with the summer months ahead, the Biden administration has blamed the spike on, how about this one, root causes. I'm surprised they didn't blame it on Wayne Root. Root causes like violence, poverty, and climate change in Central America, while downplaying the role of relaxing of restrictions and enforcement. Come on. This is a joke. This is a joke. He invites them all in. Biden invites the entire world in, and then he has the nerve to say it's got nothing to do with me. You know, I said I'm going to give them all free everything, including free health care. The sickest people in the world can come here and get the best health care in the world free. I'll make the American taxpayers pay for it. Punish American citizens, and the rest of you get a free ride. He tries to put patriots in prison and name us all white supremacists, while he lets illegal aliens break in the country and do whatever they want. It's an absolute travesty. It's a joke. He won't deport anyone anymore. He told everybody under the age of 17, you absolutely can come in and we'll never do a damn thing. And you know how many kids there are under 18 around the world? I think it's 1.5 billion. You know how many of them want to come to America? I think it's 1.5 billion. Every one of them wants to come to America. If you tell them we're not going to turn you away, they'll all come to America. So it's great that Texas is leading the way. Thank God for Texas. All my exes and futures come from Texas. About to marry a Texas girl, by the way. A Fort Worth, Dallas girl. A federal judge deals a major blow to Biden's green agenda. He orders a resumption in federal drilling auctions. Auctions. Easy for me to say. Auctions. You know that the minute Biden got in office, on day one, he announced all kinds of communist, pro-Chinese communist, pro-Mexican border, anti-American executive actions. And the first thing he announced was that he was stopping all federal drilling auctions. And a federal judge in Louisiana, I'm sure he's appointed by Trump, guarantee you, blocked the Biden administration's pause on oil and gas leasing on public lands and waters, dealing a setback to a key White House effort to address climate change. The order granted a preliminary injunction to Louisiana and 12 other states that sued Democrat President Joe Biden and Interior Department over the freeze on new drilling auctions. Louisiana is a major hub for offshore oil and gas production. So that was the first thing Biden did, was pause the government's leasing auctions. And then a matter of weeks later, suddenly we had the highest gas prices and gas lines. What a joke. What an absolute travesty. Everything he does, anti-American, everything he does, Biden, because it's Obama really doing all this. Obama talks, his hand is up Biden's behind and up his back. And every time he talks, Biden's lips move. And so Biden just immediately destroyed all of our pocketbooks with high gas prices and high energy prices and all this green energy bullspit and gas lines. He caused so much trouble. And under Trump, everything was going so great. Let me remind you about Trump off the top of my head, off cuff here. Do you realize that incomes were flying under Trump and income taxes were down under Trump and gas was plentiful under Trump and gas was cheap under Trump and there certainly were no gas lines under Trump and everybody had a job under Trump? Everybody who wanted to work had a job? I mean, things were so good under Trump. Do you realize Steve Moore will tell you there were 2 years, I think it was 19 and 20, that were like the greatest increase in middle class income in the history of the United States of America. And I believe the number was $3,000 up during a 12-month period in 19 and 20 for the average middle-class family. And, of course, lower taxes on that $3,000 up. But during the entire 8 years of Obama-Biden, it was only $500 up. 8 years, you went up $500 in income. 1 year under Trump, you went up $3,000. And yet, Trump's not in office now. I almost said, and yet you defeated Trump, yet you threw Trump out, yet you voted against Trump. No, but you didn't. First of all, no one listening to me right now did, so we're not to blame. But really, nobody did. I predicted from day one Trump won the election 80-plus million votes to Biden 60-plus million votes. It was a Trump landslide and an electoral landslide, and they rigged and they cheated and they stole the election. That's what it comes down to. Rigged and cheated and stole the election because the average American knew that things were good. Even with the pandemic, we got out of it so quickly because of Trump's leadership and got out of the job disaster of the pandemic so quickly because of Trump's leadership. But anyway, thank God for this federal judge. Thank you, Judge Terry Doughty of the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Louisiana. He said states had met the requirements to establish that they would suffer injury from the pause on new oil and gas leases. Millions and possibly billions of dollars are at stake. And I guarantee you he's a Trump-appointed federal judge. And, of course, liberals will use that to point out, you know, it's not right. It's a Trump-appointed judge. Wait a minute. Every time we lose, it's in front of a Obama-appointed judge. Every single time. If Obama appoints him, we lose. If Trump appoints him, we usually win. The states that joined Louisiana's lawsuit that all won today, the big winners, Alabama, Republican, Alaska Republican, Arkansas Republican, Georgia Republican, Mississippi Republican, Missouri Republican, Montana Republican, Nebraska Republican, Oklahoma Republican, Texas Republican, Utah Republican, West Virginia Republican, all have Republican attorney generals. Almost every one of them has a Republican governor. On the other, only other state involved, Wyoming, all Republican, has filed its own lawsuit challenging the pause in leases. So, two big announcements, two big wins, and it's all about states' rights. And soon, I'm going to have to write my column. We're going to have to start talking about divorce. I'm sorry, folks. We have to start broaching the topic of divorce. America needs a divorce. Mommy and Daddy cannot get along without picking up a fork and charging each other over the dinner table. Hi, this is Wade Allyn-Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com. Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion.
protection. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Checkin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show, is Energized Health. John and Chelsea Jubilee, my great friends with Energized Health, are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love, and you can too, plus supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a short time, just a few short months, and in just the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and gain 10 pounds of muscle. It's amazing. Don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials and ask anybody who knows me or used to know me. I look like a different person. I've only dropped a few pounds, by the way, pure pounds. I vacillate between being down like 4 or 5 pounds and being down 6 or 7 pounds. That's it. But I look like I've lost 25 pounds because 25 pounds of fat in your body and gain 10 pounds of muscle, man. I look like Popeye the Sailor Man. It's really cool. Matter of fact, check me out tomorrow. I'm giving a speech tomorrow at Sun City here out in Summerlin. Sun City, Summerlin, having first big event for the Conservative Club since COVID began. First time that I guess the folks in Sun City, which is the age 55 and over community, probably the first time any of them have been out and about at a real event. And I'm giving the speech tomorrow. The minute the show is over, I'll be there by 6:30 Vegas time, 6:30 p.m. Vegas time. The minute my show ends at 6, I'm racing out there. And believe me when I tell you, every one of them who knows me will say, you look like a different person, all because of Energized Health. I owe it to them. Thank you. Phone number, 888-444-8895. Website, energizedhealth.com. Hundreds of amazing testimonials all saying the same thing I'm saying. Changed my life. Look like a different person. Look 10 years younger. Look 20 pounds lighter. EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895. Mention War and get 40% off. Mention Wayne Allen Root and get 40% off. So just what I was saying when we went to break, that you know, we need a divorce. We got to really either get rid of Biden,
prove that Trump won the election and get rid of Biden. I don't know there's any mechanism to do that, being honest here. Don't know. We'll see what happens. But at the very least, make him a lame duck president. You know, everyone will know. Everyone will know. It's like a person who, like, you know, who murdered the boss to get the CEO job. And they're still in the CEO suite. Nobody's arrested them yet, but everybody knows. And when they walk through the hall, everybody whispers, he murdered him, he murdered him. What, Biden will never be the same. He'll be finished. Once everybody knows he stole the election, even if there's no mechanism to throw him out, he's finished. We sweep to a giant victory in 2022. And that's what the Democrats are so scared of. I saw two articles in the last day from state senators in different states saying, what difference does it make? They sound like Hillary Clinton. What difference did Benghazi make? You know, well, for the four men who were dead and you sent no support, it made a big difference. And for the morale of the military, it made a big difference. And for the morale of the United States people, it made a big difference. But Hillary said, what difference does it make? And that's what they're saying. What difference does this audit make? It won't make any difference. There's no mechanism to remove Biden. Yeah, you're right. That may be true. But number one, it may cause an uprising in this country, and you may get removed whether you like it or not. Number one. And number two, if he isn't removed, he's a lame duck, ruined president. He goes down in history with an asterisk next to him. He stole the election, and the American people proved it and wanted him out, but there was nothing they could do. So he just sat there like a log for 3 years and did nothing while Republicans swept to victory in 2022 and blocked everything he ever did from that point on. And Democrats will forever be known as the party of cheaters who rigged and stole an election. Why would you trust a party that rigged the primary for Hillary in 2016? And then, I believe, rigged the election to beat Trump. And Trump became the first president to beat a rigged election. He's the first man in history to ever beat a rigged election. They had millions and millions of fake votes in 16 for Hillary. And they knew they were going to win. And that's why they were in such shock when Trump won. Because he brought out so many people, it didn't matter. He overcame a rigged election. But they stole it. They tried to steal it. And they certainly stole the primary. We know that they rigged it against Bernie Sanders. The DNC tried to rig it against Bernie Sanders. And we know they gave the questions in the debate between Hillary and Bernie. They gave the questions to Hillary. Who gave it to her? That lady on that African-American lady on Fox News whose name escapes me. Donna Brazile gave all the debate questions to Hillary Clinton. Tried to steal the election. Why would you think they didn't steal in the general election? They did. And then in 2020, they said, well, Trump beat us because we weren't ready for, no matter what happened, millions and millions. We only stuffed the ballot box with like 5 million. We didn't have 20 million standing by. I'm telling you, this time they knew Trump would get 80 million votes, and they made sure they stuffed the ballot box with 20 million fake votes because of COVID and mail-in balloting and no voter ID. They stole it. So there's a big reason. What difference does it make? It makes all the difference in the world. Once we know the election was stolen, Biden will never pass anything again.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott believes the state needs to build its own wall along the southern border due to rising crime. And to do that, Abbott is asking the feds for some land back.
Today, I am also sending a letter to President Biden. His administration is refusing to finish the border wall on land that the federal government took from our fellow Texans. I am demanding that the Biden administration immediately return to Texans land that the federal government took to build the wall. Texas will talk to those property owners about Texas using that land to build the wall.
President Biden is insisting the United States' relationship with Russia must be stable and predictable. Biden heading back from Geneva after meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-125.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Ellery, welcome back to the show. Liberty Projects is the sponsor of this segment of the show. As you may know, I don't often publicly about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they are a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other vets. Having been through the red tape, they guide, support, and assist other vets through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important, because you are. Whether it's the volunteer partner or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about Liberty Project's organization that I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. Chris, where are we with the guest? All right, no problem. So as I keep talking about, a potential divorce here, a division, not listening to a government that's so corrupt and that is led by a man with dementia who doesn't know what he's saying or doing, and that is obviously backed by people who want a communist takeover of the United States. As I tell you all that, here's another article that supports my contention. Governors in Arizona and Texas bypass the corrupt Biden regime and request law enforcement help from other states to combat illegal immigration and drug trafficking. So, I mean, it makes sense, you know? We got to stop this now, or we're going to end up like Syria. The latest sign comes amid the worsening illegal migrant crisis along the U.S.-Mexico border. The Biden regime has made it crystal clear the White House isn't interested in fixing the problem, as in is not interested in fixing the problem. And it's more than that. Joe Biden created the problem on his first day in office with a dozen executive orders undoing almost all of President Trump's immigration enforcement policies, as well as ending the construction of the wall. And so, fed up with waiting on the regime to do its job and protect and defend American borders, the sovereign states of Arizona and Texas are taking matters to their own hands. Governor Doug Ducey of Arizona, Governor Greg Abbott of Texas have sent letters to governors of other states asking them to send any law enforcement personnel they can spare to stop the drug and human smuggling that affects their states as well. And keep in mind, both Doug Ducey of Arizona and Greg Abbott of Texas, to me, are rhinos. They're not bad people, by the way. They're just rhinos. They're very moderate, wishy-washy Republicans that sometimes do things that make you scratch your head, sound like Democrats. And so they're not even great. And even they can't stomach what's going on because this affects their border, right? If this was happening, you know, on someone else's border, maybe because they're rhinos, they wouldn't care. But it's happening on their border, and their people are complaining. Their voters are freaking out. So Governor Abbott and Governor Ducey are asking other governors for additional manpower from any state that could spare it. With your help, we could apprehend more of these perpetrators of state and federal crimes before they can cause problems in your state. It should be noted the governors did not ask for National Guard troops. They are military and as such prevented by statute from performing law enforcement duties. That could change, however, if the border state invasions don't stop. Many of these illegal immigrants crossing involve state law crimes such as criminal trespassing, smuggling. Most of them entail federal law crimes, including illegal entry and illegal reentry, wrote the Republican governors. It's a good thing. I love it that they're fighting back and they're not involving the federal government because the federal government is so corrupt under Biden. So I've warned you guys on so many occasions. On so many occasions I've warned you about the COVID vaccine. I've never said don't take it. I'm not an extreme person, despite the liberal media trying to make me out to look extreme. Not true. I'm a small businessman. I'm a son of a butcher. I'm a true American patriot. And I'm a man of common sense. And I ask a lot of questions. That's not radical and that's not extreme. And I ask questions from day one. Why would you want to take the vaccine? This COVID pandemic, 99.9% survivability. Almost everyone who gets it doesn't even know they had it. For instance, I have never been tested for COVID. I don't think I've ever had it, but it's possible I've had it. And I had zero symptoms. So what are you so afraid of? There's nothing there. But the amount of people that are being harmed by this vaccine, I keep saying, I don't say don't take it. I say wait. Watch what happens before you take it. Why would you want to put an experimental rush to production jab in your arm filled with poison and you have no idea what it's going to do long term? And I always said the problem is I've studied it. I've done all the reading. It's going to be a long term disaster, in my opinion. I never thought it was going to be like everyone who gets the vaccine is going to drop dead the next day. Their arm's going to fall off. Their penis is going to fall off. Their ear's going to fall off. I never said that. I said there's going to be all kinds of immune problems as time goes on. Autoimmune disease and your immune system shutting down and your body attacking itself. And it happens 1 month, 2 months, 6 months, a year after you get the vaccine. It does not happen instantly. But having said that, there's been 5,000 people in the United States who died within 24 hours of getting the vaccine. They've all been reported to the VAERS system. 5,000 plus dead. I didn't even expect that. I had no idea what that number would be. That's a pretty big number. It's bigger than all the vaccines combined for the last 20 years by far, by a mile. So it's no insignificant thing, and hundreds of thousands have been badly injured by getting these vaccines. There's a new study out now. COVID vaccines cause Alzheimer's and brain changes. New research for the Cleveland Clinic in Ohio has determined that the Wuhan coronavirus and its associated vaccines can lead to severe brain changes associated with dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Ah, that's what happened to Biden. Cognitive disorders are increasingly being reported as a complication from the Chinese virus, but the reality is the injections are what's causing them. That's what's causing the brain damage, is the injections. I'm reading from an article, by the way. It's not Wayne Root. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I'm telling you what they learned at the Cleveland Clinic, which is obviously a very impressive medical facility. Right up there with anyone in the United States. Reports of neurological complications in COVID-19 patients and long-hauler patients whose symptoms persist after the infection clears are becoming more common, suggesting the virus and the vaccines may have lasting effects on brain function. Published in the journal Alzheimer's Research and Therapy, the study backed similar research which found that Pfizer and BioNTech's mRNA injection for the Chinese virus triggers the type of brain degeneration that eventually leads to dementia. The latest paper is based on research that set out to try to determine how and why some people who test positive for COVID lose their sense of taste and smell for a time. And to get to the bottom of it, they looked at molecular blueprints of a host of genes associated with the Wuhan flu. Having already collected data on both COVID patients and people suffering from Alzheimer's disease, the team used artificial intelligence to measure the proximity between them. By the way, this is all far above my head. I don't know about you. I'm sure it's far above your heads, too. This is some really heady stuff, some real intellectual stuff for people that, graduate medical school, not me. I just report this stuff, I'm not the scientist. I trust people like Dr. Vladimir Zelenko to tell us all that COVID is, in fact, treatable and beatable with hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pak. My job is to be Johnny on the spot. My job is to be Paul Revere and scream from the highest mountains, the hydroxychloroquine is coming, the hydroxychloroquine is coming. I don't invent this stuff. I don't inject this stuff. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm not an inventor. I'm just a big mouth on the radio and TV. And my job is to make sure everybody knows hydroxychloroquine works and that the doctors say hydroxychloroquine works. And so these kind of articles baffle me because they're just such intellectual, deep in the weeds, detailed stuff. But it certainly makes sense that you're injecting these spike proteins into your body. And the spike proteins, were purposely set up in a biowarfare lab inside the COVID germ to attack your body. And now you're taking a vaccine that has spike proteins in it. You're purposely destroying your body. The researchers discovered a close network of relationships between the virus and genes, proteins associated with severe neurological disease, most notably Alzheimer's, pointing to pathways by which COVID could lead to Alzheimer's-like dementia. So it's all about the spike protein, or spike proteins. And it's a really a scary thing that you're injecting spike proteins into people, when the spike protein is the main makeup, genetic makeup of the actual COVID gene. All right, enough about the COVID vaccines. You know how I feel about them. I feel they're dangerous. I feel they're unnecessary, and I feel no one should take them yet. And you should give it some time and see what happens. And if people start dropping like flies, and if people start getting sick left and right, which I think they are, and there's a massive cover-up in this country right now, I can't even explain to you how many people I know got the vaccine. And let me tell you the milder version. I know a lot of people who got the vaccine and got the sickest of their entire lives. They were sick for 2 weeks, couldn't do work for 2 weeks, couldn't move for 2 weeks, in pain for 2 weeks. Pain all over their body, massive headaches, fevers. Basically, it's like you got COVID. Well, they never got COVID. Why would you want the vaccine to give you COVID and lose 2 weeks of your life? So that's on the weak side. On the stronger side of how bad these vaccines are, I personally know a lot of people who wound up in the hospital after getting the vaccine. Strokes, heart problems, blood clots, brain problems, and the body turning on itself in immune attacks. Stay away from the vaccine till you know more facts.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of sonsoflibertycbd.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about sonsoflibertycbd.com, and now I'm telling you, go to sonsoflibertycbd.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. EnergizeHealth.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Country's in such bad shape, such bad shape. The only reason, you know, I used to say for 8 years under Obama, the only reason America seemed to not be in a Great Depression was it was all papered over with welfare and food stamps and a million other government programs. And then Trump came along and everyone who wanted a job had a job. The whole world had a job. And everybody's small business was thriving. And middle class income went way up and taxes went way down. And everybody was doing great. And then we got rid of Trump, sadly, through a rigged and stolen election. And now it's back to the Obama program, right? The only reason that we're not in a Great Depression is because it's all papered over by government money. Here's a story that fits exactly what I'm saying. U.S. food bank lines may reemerge as millions are set to lose unemployment benefits. As soon as you take the unemployment benefits away, everybody's broke. You wouldn't even believe. Listen, I'm a good judge of people. I could tell you in 1 second. I look over a person. I could tell you in a second whether they've got money or whether they're poor, and whether they're poor and acting like they've got money, because it's burning a hole in their pocket because they just got a check from the government. You know, I told a story on this show about my own son, who was home for a little break from college, maybe 3 months ago. And he said all his buddies were in town. I said, why are your buddies from Texas? Because he goes to school in Texas. Why are your buddies all in Las Vegas? How come everyone's in Vegas at the same time? Well, we've got a vacation, we got a week off, and everybody got their stimulus check. I said, you got a stimulus check? You don't work. Why do you have a stimulus check? Oh, yeah, college kids got a stimulus check. Anyone over the age of 18, or I guess 18 and over, got a $1,500 check. So he got a $1,500 check. All his friends got a $1,500 check. They didn't put it in the bank. They didn't use it for a rainy day. They didn't use it to buy clothes or shoes or food. They didn't donate it to the poor. They all went gambling in in Las Vegas. I don't know why I have Atlantic City on my mind. They all went gambling in Las Vegas. They all stayed at fancy hotels. And the night I was out to dinner with my son, he said his buddies, three of them, he chose not to join them. They were at the fanciest steakhouse in Las Vegas. And I said, that's like $200 a person for dinner. How could they afford that? He said, the stimulus check. It's burning a hole in their pocket. They got to spend all that money. So when I look around Vegas, you should see the people I see walking up and down the strip. Let's just say my gut instinct's always right, and I will guess that the average person walking up and down the strip used to make $75,000 a year. There were people that were poor, and there were people that made $100,000 a year. People made $1 million a year. When you average it all together, maybe they made $75,000 a year before COVID. I'll bet you the average person walking on the strip now has been homeless in their lifetime. I'll bet you the average person walking on the Strip now lives in government housing projects. I'll bet you the average person living on the Strip now has never had $1,000 in the bank in the last 10 years till the government sent them a $1,500 check and then gave them tons of unemployment money each week. The people that are now in Vegas are the most low-class crowd I've ever seen in my entire life. And I've heard from all my friends in the casinos that they're so low-class, they're leaving their hotel rooms shambles. They're filthy and they're disgusting and they're leaving the hotel rooms shambles, and there's a crime epidemic in Las Vegas, and it's because the people coming here are so low class and they're coming here on the government's dime. Now you take the government's dime away and they're not going to be able to, this is their once in a lifetime opportunity if you blow the government's checks like an idiot. If you blow the government's check instead of keeping it for a rainy day, like when the government check stops, you'd have $10,000 in the bank. You save money for the first time in your life. No, they gambled it, they ate out with it, and they stayed at a fancy hotel with it. Lowest class crowd I've ever seen in nice hotels like Bellagio, Venetian, Wynn, Encore. Never seen people of this quality, low quality, in fancy hotels in my whole life. I mean, just the lowest of America is now vacationing in Las Vegas. And it's jammed. I mean, it's jammed beyond belief. But these are people that never used to come to Vegas. Matter of fact, that used to be the big thing. Right before COVID, I could have told you that Vegas was no longer a town for middle-class people, middle-class tourists. Vegas is a rich town. Everything costs a lot. Every restaurant and every hotel. You go to dinner, two people, it's $200, $300, $400. Have a bottle of champagne, $500. You go to a nightclub, it's $1,000. Bottle service, $2,000, $3,000. People walk out of nightclubs spending $25,000 in Vegas now. People are riding around in limos. It was just money, money, money in this town until COVID hit. And now it's no money, no money, no money. It's the lowest class crowd I've ever seen. I mean, that you could just tell by the way they dress. They're just complete slobs. They don't have a single nice outfit in their entire closet. And they come to Vegas dressed like poor slobs with government checks. So when the government checks run out, man, is this country going to be in trouble. Because these people are not going to be spending anymore. They had a short hit in spending. They took all their government money and they spent it all. Now they got no savings. What's going to happen to them tomorrow? Well, here's the good news. Maybe they'll need to get a job. You know, I mean, that might be the really good news. Instead of staying at home and not working because they don't need to work. Now they're going to need to work, so they'll re-enter the labor market. So maybe it won't be so bad after all. But there are going to be food lines re-emerging as millions of people are in shock until they get their first new job. They're going to need government intervention. Sad state of affairs. You know, Democrats have turned our country into a welfare state. And maybe, just maybe, people should be required to get a damn job if they have two legs and two arms. And you can move. You need to work. Government should cut off all money. If you are not crippled, government should not pay you a dime. My War Raw podcast, where do you find it? If you love my radio show, you'll really love my podcast. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Where do you get it? It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, wherever you listen to podcasts, Amazon, Google Play. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. We'll be right back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
E3.